You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following message was presented by Dr. Wallace Schultz on the Lutheran Hour. Its title, Keep Up Your Courage. Now here is Dr. Schultz.
Workers are weary, parents are frantic, and even children haven't a moment to spare. These are not words from a pessimist or a whiner or even a chronic complainer. These words form the headline of a Time magazine article explaining that more and more people today are being pushed and pushed up to the edge regarding what they feel they can handle in life. And what is the answer? You know as well as I do that when we experience pressures in life, people often like to casually say, "Hang in there." But you also know, as well as I do, that simplistic slogans are not enough. When a person is under pressure in life, especially at school or at work or at home, simplistic slogans may sound cute and clever, but they are totally meaningless and absolutely useless. When the chips are down and when we've had it, we need special help. We need more than human slogans. We need the type of help that not only lessens our physical burden, but a help that heals our spirit. For this reason, we need to look at the lives of some of the well-known characters in the Bible. These people were sinners, just like you and I are. These people also went through great stress. Daily they faced difficulties. And yet, as a result of their God-given faith, these biblical characters not only survived, and they not only succeeded, but they were a tremendous witness and often even a source of strength to the many others around them. For example, in one situation, the Apostle Paul stood up and said, "Keep up your courage." Now, what is interesting is this. The Apostle was not speaking positively only when things were going well. He said this in time of great trial and difficulty. Let's listen to that situation where St. Paul was facing the jaws of death, and yet he stood and said to those around him, "Keep up your courage, men." The Bible tells us that one day, because of his witness for Christ, St. Paul was being transferred as a prisoner from his jail cell in Jerusalem to a jail cell in Rome. In the book of Acts, we read, "We had sailed slowly for a good many days. And one day, since the wind did not permit us to go further, we sailed under the shelter of Crete. Later, with great difficulty, we sailed past it. Then we came to a certain place called Fair Havens. The voyage was now very, very dangerous, and at that point, the Bible tells us, Paul, the prisoner, began to admonish those legally responsible for transferring him to Rome, and he said this, 'Men, I perceive that the voyage will certainly be attended with damage and great loss, not only to the cargo and the ship, but also to our lives.'" The centurion, however, in charge, would not listen to St. Paul. He was more persuaded by the pilot and the captain of the ship. And, of course, because the harbor was not suitable for wintering, the majority of those on board reached a decision to set sail again in spite of the apostles' warning. And they were hoping to reach Phoenix, a harbor of Crete, so that they could spend their winter there. Consequently, the Bible explains, they had gained their purpose, they weighed anchor, and they began sailing along Crete close inshore once again. Before very long, however, they were in trouble again. A violent wind from the land rushed down, and the ship was caught in it. The sailors tried, but they could not face the wind. They finally had to give way to it and let themselves be driven along. Now they were totally out of control. Running under the shelter of a small island called Clara, they were scarcely able to get the ship under control. They feared they might run aground on the shallows. And so they let down the sea anchor, and again in their helplessness, they let themselves be driven along. The next day, the storm became so violent that they began to throw the cargo overboard. And on the third day, they even threw the ship's tackle overboard with their own hands. Finally, since neither sun nor stars had appeared for many days, and since the storm was so fierce, all hope of being saved was gradually abandoned. This now is where God entered the picture in a very dramatic way. The Bible explains that when they had gone a long time without food, then St. Paul stood up in their midst and said, "Men, you ought to have followed my advice. You should not have set sail from Crete. Then you would not have incurred this damage and loss. And yet now I urge you to keep up your courage, for there shall be no loss of life among you, but only for the ship. For this very night," the apostle said, "an angel of the God to whom I belong and the God whom I serve stood before me, saying, 'Do not be afraid, Paul. You must stand before Caesar. And behold, God has granted you all those who are sailing with you.'" The apostle Paul then repeated these words of encouragement to those filled with fear around him. "Keep up your courage," he said, "for I believe God that it will turn out exactly as I have been told." Now in 1996, after you and I hear such a riveting account of near disaster in a turbulent sea, and then after being even more surprised to hear that one of the participants stood up and said, "Keep up your courage," one is forced to ask, where did the Apostle Paul, a prisoner for Christ, manacled by men and buffeted by nature, where did he get such courage? Why was he not discouraged and in despair like the other men? Why was St. Paul so different? The answer, of course, is clear. This was a man of faith. He was speaking with a confidence based upon the solid rock and the eternal foundation of the crucified and resurrected Christ. This is the Christ who even the wind and the sea obey. And this positive and powerful portrayal of the apostle's calm and confidence is that same courage in Christ that each of us today needs to seek out. Even in the face of death, the apostle knew no fear. "For to me to live is Christ," he said, "and to die is gain." The apostle Paul not only faced crises in death with courage, but he also met the challenges of daily living with great joy and enthusiasm. In Christ, St. Paul possessed a deep inner peace. And in one of his epistles, written to the early Philippian Christian believers, the Apostle Paul said this, "I know how to get along with humble means, and I also know how to live in prosperity. In any and every circumstance, however, I have now learned the secret of being filled and going hungry, both of having abundance and suffering need. I can do all things through Christ," he said, "who strengthens me." And so if you are one of those who today feels like the Time magazine headline, weary about life, frantic about the future, and often so busy that you don't have a minute to spare, then you need to meditate on the mercy of God as reflected in the life of St. Paul. And let us also remember that this follower of Christ, who stood up in the midst of a great crisis, was enabled to say, "Keep up your courage," because of his faith not only in the crucified Christ, but in the resurrected Christ. You see, before his conversion to Christ, the Apostle Paul was also filled with daily and endless anxiety. He was worried about his relationship to God. With a zeal that would today be called fanatical, St. Paul sought to please God by keeping the law of God perfectly. But the more he struggled, the greater his anxiety became. But then one day, this apostle met the long-promised Messiah, his Lord and his Liberator. On his way to Damascus, St. Paul met the Lord. Then he understood that it was not through the works of the law, but rather through faith in Jesus Christ, that he would be truly reconciled to God and free from his anxieties about this life and his concerns for the life to come. It was also because of this bond with Christ, through faith, that St. Paul was able to write to the believers in Rome, Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh yes, before his conversion, for St. Paul, religion was endless and burdensome rules. But after his conversion to Christ, religion was transformed into saving faith. Despair was replaced by hope. And so, my friend, don't delay. You today also need to focus on God's promise to liberate you from anxiety and worry. Reject those demands of this world now urging you to strive for riches. Seek instead the treasures of the kingdom of heaven. Renounce all desires to join the modern mob of self-serving lifestyles, and instead look to him who, through his bloody and innocent death and victorious resurrection, is now offering you a life of eternal fulfillment by serving him through serving others. Look to Jesus, who shocked his detractors when he said, "I did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give my life as a ransom for many." Oh, Jesus was more than a mortal man. He was more than an example. Oh, yes, Jesus Christ lived the perfect life and died a bloody death to pay in full for all of your sins and mine. And through his death, Jesus has liberated you and me from both the anxieties of this life and also the fear of our coming and impending death. And so, for courage in life and for the confidence we need in the hour of our death, look to Jesus, who is now saying to you, "I am come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly." Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me shall never die." Last December, U.S. News and World Report magazine carried a main headline stating, "Time Out." The subtitle then explained that a growing number of people are so plagued by stress that they now believe that time is more precious than money. They are trying to slow down. Some are moving to other less hectic areas of the country. And according to the same article, a growing number of women are quitting their corporate jobs. In the past 5 years, some Americans have taken steps through which they hope to simplify their lives. They are cutting back on their hours of work. They are lowering their commitments or expectations, and they are declining lucrative promotions. And taking these steps is surely a move in the right direction. However, if you and I want peace for this life and the courage that St. Paul had to stand up in the face of death and say, "Keep up your courage," then we need faith in Christ alone. We need to be bonded forever by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to be one with him. You and I need to be grafted tightly to Jesus, who died and was raised again. Oh yes, my friend, your sins and your past failures need to die with Christ. And then by faith, God will raise you up unto a new life, a life filled with the power of Christ's glorious resurrection. And then with this certainty of life and with this hope that defies even death itself, God will also enable you to rearrange your life and your priorities. What others think of you will become less and less important, and how God sees you through Christ will become the most important. Several years ago, Better Homes and Gardens magazine asked their readers to complete a questionnaire about life. Amazingly, 10,000 readers responded, and many even added an extra sheet of paper to explain their feelings. When dealing with stressful daily family matters, an overwhelming 76% said they depended on their faith for guidance and for strength. One reader went so far as to say this, "I consider my church my extended family." Then she said, "They support me spiritually and socially with unconditional love." This is also your answer, my friend. Get connected with Christ. Follow the example of St. Paul. Get off the treadmill of trying to earn millions in this life. And get also off the treadmill of trying to work your way to heaven by following religious rules. Raise your eyes instead up to the cross of Christ and trust in Jesus. Trust completely in the sin-cleansing power of his blood. Live with confidence in the death-defeating power of his Easter resurrection. For when you do this, then you also will be able to stand up with courage, even in the most desperate situations, and say to those in fear around you, "Keep up your courage. May God in His grace grant you this confidence today. Amen.
Thanks for listening. We pray you've been blessed by hearing this message. This has been a presentation of Lutheran Hour Ministries.